This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Just recently, where the Khalifa went to Germany, where I was visiting and I couldn't come to your stream, 47,000 Ahmadis, by the grace of Allah, were there. And just on the Jalsa of 3 days, 39 Ahmadis who just came, Muslims and non-Muslims who just came to observe, accepted Islam Ahmadiyyat. So your claim of, some remote part of Africa, people are accepting and this and that, and that's the only point, that's absolutely false. People are opening their eyes. There are those Christian missionaries who have felt themselves, and they have recorded interviews saying that by looking at this man's face, you can tell he's from Allah, and we felt something here. They pray behind him. So let's not talk about these things, and these are just side points. And another point that you, Brother Mansoor, made, and I want to answer that with regards to Brahine Ahmadiyya, we have dealt with this very, very extensively in our stream. We don't want you not to come on our stream. Please, you want Adnan to come. We're having a stream, next week, inshallah. Just as we come to your streams, we will be respectful. He knows we were respectful. Without any time, we gave him as much time as possible, and Adnan would agree to this for him to speak. So I think it's not correct the way Brother Muhammad said that we're not being respectful and we're not giving people time. Okay, so the point about with regards to that you made about 50 and 5, every time we mention Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or ahadith, first of all, I must mention this. It is not to attack our beloved Prophet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or Anbiya who are mentioned in the Quran, but it's to show you a mirror and to say that the usul that you guys have concocted at home, say, he said sitting on his bed, just writing these down, is something that does not exist in the Quran or anywhere. For instance, we have an example when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Mi'raj, right? And he came back. He says, فَقَالَ هِيَ خَمْسٌ وَهِيَ خَمْسٌ. Okay? That the 50 prayers were replaced with 5. Okay, if someone raises an allegation now, first Allah the Almighty granted him 50 and now he's replaced with 5, it will not be a nice argument at all. So when the promised Messiah, says with regards to writing 50 parts of Rahine Ahmadiyya, he himself explains this later on. That and brother Adnan Rashid himself said that he wrote 80 plus books, which he said he hasn't read page to page. He has accepted this. So the point I'm trying to make.
I wouldn't like to read them.
Okay, that's fine. That's your choice. But you made a very nice picture though. Let me complete. You made a very nice picture with Brahim Ahmed holding in your hand. Like you're some.
No, it was Rouhani Khazain, not Brahim Ahmed.
No, you had Rouhani Khazain in your hand. You were holding.
Not Brahim Ahmed. I have the first edition of Brahim Ahmed in my personal library.
If you don't want to read it, why do you have it?
Because it's a piece of history. I'm a historian.
Okay, is that why you have it?
Yeah. Okay. 100%. I have people. I have items from many ancient civilizations. So that's a separate question. I want to very quickly talk to you about this. Okay.
Yeah.
When we are doing these streams, we're not doing these streams to insult you and insult your religion and your understanding. We're simply trying to explain to the Ahmadi, innocent, gullible Ahmadi masses that they don't know Mirza. They haven't read. I mean, I can guarantee you most Ahmadis, like most Sunnis, to be fair, they haven't read the literature. Okay. And when we do present these things, we are being very careful. We don't take his writings out of context. Okay. When we present his character, let's say his abuse, his swear words, or when we present his false prophecies, we're not spinning those facts. We're not trying to manipulate things in a way that they are actually not. Okay.
Can I prove that you do?
Can you just let him speak, Ahmed, and then you can have your statement?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. For example, when we say Muhammadi Begum prophecy wasn't fulfilled, we spoke about it extensively, showing that Mirza made it a sign of his truth. Okay. It never happened. Yeah. Up to the end of his life, he was hoping that this will happen. It never happened. Okay. You cannot dispute that. Number two, he made other prophecies like about the death of Abdullah Atam. Okay. It didn't happen at the right time, for example. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then he made a prophecy about, Abdul Hakim, Dr. Abdul Hakim, even though Dr. Abdul Hakim changed his time, but Mirza himself in July 1907, he said that Allah will prolong his life. Allah, I have the references, by the way. Yeah. So when we, people like me, okay, yeah, who has no interest in reading Mirza's books, apart from the fact that we want to reach out to the Ahmadi community and do dawah, I would only read them for the sake of dawah, okay? Mm-hmm. So that we can speak to the Ahmadi community. When we see all these things, Mirza's unfulfilled prophecy repeatedly, one after another, repeatedly, you really want our people to believe in Mirza? Do you think only uneducated people who do not know Mirza and his reality will fall for this facade?
So the point that you made, that you don't change words or you don't hide stuff and stuff, why is it that in the entirety of that stream that you did, when Razi mentioned countlessly to mention the reference of Anjame Hatim from 1896, where the promised Messiah, and two references that you did not mention knowingly, but the promised Messiah says, Faisla to asan hai. Ahmed Beg ke damad Sultan Muhammad ko kaho ke takzeeb ka ishtihar de, phir uske baad jo miyad Khuda Taala mukarrar kare, agar usse uski maut tajawuz kare to main jhoota hoon. Okay, one second, just listen to it again. He says, it is easy to determine, right, the fair faisla, to come to a conclusion that tell the damad, you know, the Ahmed Beg's son-in-law to do takzeeb, okay, to publish a takzeeb, right, meaning to publish denouncing his repentance, okay. Then after that, if he does not die within the mi'ad mentioned by Allah the Almighty to me, then I am a liar.
Okay? When did he say this? When did he say this?
Anjame Atam in 1896. Okay.
1896. Okay.
Let me complete. And then the second reference that you mentioned, he was after her, he was this and that. Exactly the way that the Christians spend their entire life. Brother Muhammad Imtiaz said, I am the most learned in this. Wallahi, it does not matter. Christians have spent their entire life studying the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yet they are not guided.
Yes.
Why?
Correct.
It's the intention. Innamal a'malu binniyat.
But there's a difference.
Okay. Now okay. Let me complete.
Wait. Imtiaz bhai, you've had your time. Let me speak with it.
Yeah. Let me continue the second point. Then in Majmua Ishtiharat, in the first jild.
No. Wait, Ahmad, you're raising a lot of points. Go step by step.
Just two points. Last point.
Yeah.
The Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, and I quote in Urdu, he says, "Hame is rishte ki darkhas ki kuch zarurat nahi thi. We had no need to mention to request for this for this proposal. Sab zaruraton ko Khuda Taala ne pura kar diya tha. Every need of mine was fulfilled by Allah the Almighty. Aulaad bhi ata ki, He gave me children." اور ان میں سے وہ لڑکا بھی جو دین کا چراغ ہوگا بلکہ ایک لڑکا ہونے کا قریب مدت تک وعدہ دیا جس کا نام محمود احمد ہوگا اور اپنے کاموں میں اول العظم نکلے گا that he will excel in his works and we know who he was from the community's perspective, the second khalifa of the promised
Messiah. Okay, I'll have to stop you there because you made a few points.
It's just three more lines. اور اپنے کاموں میں اول العظم نکلے گا پس رشتہ دار جس کی درخواست کی گئی محض بطور نشان کے ہے. It is a sign from Allah. So Khuda Taala is kumbe ke munkareen ko ajuba kutrat dikhlawe. This sign was for the family, that Allah the Almighty shows them the sign. So this prophecy would only be false, and this is my last statement, if Ahmed Beg did not die within the prescribed time. And when died, the natural reaction of the family, if it was that they considered the promised Messiah to be a liar, they opposed him. And they did not do that. Razi mentioned names of those, you know, family members who accepted the promised Messiah Islam. So people are dumbfounded to sit here and think you spent 3 hours discussing something, you know, an element of the prophecy which Promised Messiah has himself explained in Anjame Atam. Why that part of the prophecy, the element of the prophecy that was revoked in 1908, Razi mentioned the reference as well. So let's not play with words. Let's not play with references. You claim you don't play with references.
Okay. You're going on, Ahmad. Okay, let me very quickly come back to a few points because I'm not going to take long as well. Firstly, the Christians studying the Prophet's life and not believing in him, they are real disbelievers, kuffar, for not believing in him because they are deliberately rejecting him, knowing well that there are clear-cut, explicit prophecies about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which the Quran refers to. Okay, so the reason why we blame Christians for not believing in the Prophet and hold them accountable is because there are clear prophecies in the Bible about Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's an Arabian prophet. I've written a book on it. It's being published. It's in the process right now. It's called Abraham Fulfilled. It's coming out very soon. That's my field. One of my fields is comparative religion. And I have co-authored a book with three authors, alhamdulillah, in total three authors. It's coming out very soon. Okay. So there are prophecies upon prophecies about Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Bible. There are no such prophecies about Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani anywhere. There is no mention of a prophet, his geography, his characteristics, his teachings. There's nothing about him. Okay. So this is one point. Second point I wanted to mention is that you mentioned very quickly about him, you know, in Anjame Atam, the first quote you read, where was that from? 1898?
Anjame Atam, page 32.
Page 32, and what was the year?
The year the book is published in 1896.
1896. And what did he say in 1896 in this book? What did he say?
He said, Faisla to asan hai.
Faisla asan hai. Yeah.
Ahmed Bey ke damad Sultan Muhammad ko kaho. Okay. Now, let me read it from the top so it's much, much, much more clearer. He says,
No. I just want a summary. You read it already. I need a summary.
Okay. Mm. Okay. He says, Faisla to asan hai. Ahmed Bey ke damad Sultan Muhammad ko kaho. The Sultan Muhammad, who is, son-in-law,
the husband of Muhammadi Begum.
To ke takzeeb ka ishtihar de, to publish,
okay,
renouncing me, okay, or the repentance that he did. Okay.
Okay.
Phir iske baad, jo miyad Khuda Taala mukarrar kare, whatever miyad Allah the Almighty would tell him, because now he has repented, so that miyad of his death is gone. He has repented. Okay.
Okay.
Agar isse uski maut tajavuz kare, to main jhoota hoon.
So what was his crime? What was the crime of Sultan Muhammad? What was the crime of Sultan Muhammad? Tawbah from what?
Sorry?
The crime of Sultan Muhammad was what? Tawbah from what?
Tawbah from what? What do you mean? What are you asking?
What crime did Sultan Muhammad commit?
Did Sultan Muhammad commit?
Yeah. For what did he make Tawbah?
He believed that the prophecy that Prophet Muhammad SAW made against Ahmed Beg was correct.
No. His crime was marrying Muhammadi Begum. You want to prolong it, this discussion?
No, I'm not prolonging it.
Okay.
I'm telling he has accepted that the prophecy was fulfilled, hence he repented.
Imtiaz Bhai wants to come in very quickly.
Hence he wrote letters.
Yes, Imtiaz Bhai, come in, please.
Okay, first of all, Brother Ahmed, welcome to the stream, brother.
Thank you.
So, Brother Ahmed, because there was one particular point specifically with my name, so I just want to address that first. So, Brother Ahmed, you know, you will agree with me, everything has a context. As they say, the saying that a text without context is pretext, okay? So, nothing can be taken out of context. So, when I mentioned that, you can say that I was compelled to mention that, look, I know the books of Mirza Sahib more than anybody else. Why I have to say this? The context was, Brother Ahmed, right from the beginning, pretty much in every stream, we are being taunted that we have not read Mirza's book. We're taking them out of context. We're not reading in the right context, etc., etc. So in this context, Brother Ahmed, that statement was made. So without having this context in brother into mind, that statement obviously is not the right statement to make. So that was very important clarification. And then, Brother Ahmed, very quickly, because you mentioned, even though our topic in this second part of the stream was not what we have discussing, but because you mentioned few things, I just want to make a very, you know, quick, you can say, observation as well, which will be obviously off topic, because we are already off topic anyways, okay? So, Brother, you mentioned that you brothers, basically the Ahmadi community, you Ma'azallah, you said that Ma'azallah, we don't attack the Prophet. Are you still agree with this?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Now, brother Ahmed. Okay. Brother, the judgment of the final day is a very crucial matter for all of us, regardless of we are standing on which side of the history. Okay, brother? Now, let me quote you three passages. They are very short passages, very sweet passages. And I want you to respond. Is it attacking the prophet or not? Okay, so first I will quote and then I let you respond, brother. Okay.
But would we be going off topic?
No, brother Ahmed, let me respond to your point, because what you mentioned that Ahmadiyya Jamaat does not attack the prophet, that's not a truthful statement. I want to give you the evidence. Okay, brother, in Maktubat-e-Ahmad, it is the new edition, volume number 2, page number 205. And this Maktub is, as you know, very famous and very close person to Mirza Sahib was Muhammad Ali Nawab Sardar Muhammad Ali Khan. That was from Malir Kotla. Obviously, you know this. So, brother, the context is that people, after the debate of Abdullah Atham, okay, some people, including the cousin of Mirza Sahib's wife, Saeed, they became apostate because their understanding was that Mirza Sahib has lost the debate. And then from those people whom Mirza Sahib sent as an ambassador to negotiate the terms of debate between him and Abdullah Atham, one of those people was Yusuf Pathan. Yusuf Pathan became apostate as well. And there was a great unrest in the Jamaat in 1894 because the term of Abdullah Atham death has passed. He did not die. And the Christians were beating the drums in the street. And basically, obviously, they were humiliating someone who was representing Islam. In this context, Nawab Muhammad Khan of Malir Kotla, he wrote a very harsh letter to Mirza Sahib. And Mirza Sahib was very sad because he mentioned in his letter that, look, I'm very upset because of the thing you mentioned. So this is the context. Okay, now listen what he said. Now, Mirza Sahib is, because the issue is people have become apostate. Close relatives have become apostate. People
from Jandiala. Wait.
It is only one point. Okay. People from Jandiala, this was the place from where the people came to take Mirza Sahib to represent them in the debate with Abdullah Atham. Many people from Jandiala became apostate as well. So in this context, Mirza Sahib is giving a reply and an answer to calm down the Jamaat. And guess what he said? I will quote word to word. He said, Tafsir ibn Kaseer mein likha hai ke kai sachche aadmi bhi Hudaybiyah ke kisse ke baad murtad ho gaye. Aur wajah ye thi ke is peshingoi ki kuffare Makkah ko khabar ho gayi thi. Isliye unhone shehar ke andar dakhil na hone diya aur sahaba 5000 se kam nahi the. In English, he is saying, because the topic is people becoming apostate. Mirza Sahib said that in the event of Hudaybiyah, when the first year of Hudaybiyah journey, when the Umrah or the pilgrimage was not performed, some of the Sahaba, is not talking about the Munafiqun, some of the Sahaba, okay, from some of the Muslimun, they became apostate. Now, yesterday, Brother Ahmed, I did my research, okay? That is simply not true, and it is very painful. You know why? Because the hadith says that whoever gives pain to my sahaba, it is as though he's giving pain to me. Okay? So if somebody is referring to sahaba, that they became murtad, and which sahaba? Sulh Hudaybiyah, the first year of Hudaybiyah's journey, that resulted as a Bait-e Rizwan. Okay? The pledge of Bait-e Rizwan. The people who were given the glad tiding of radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Okay? Those people, Mirza is saying, they became murtad. Is it not attacking the Prophet? Why? Because attacking the companion of the Prophet, according to the Hadith, is attacking the Prophet himself. Please respond.
Okay, thank you so much for that. I think the beauty of this all is that we are nobody here. Let's be very honest. Us, who defending the honor of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the greatest lover of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we are nobody here. He has himself answered all these things in his book. And since you said you have read all of his books, you must have read Anwarul Islam. Have you read Anwarul Islam?
This is your topic. Please speak.
Yes or no. Have you read Anwarul Islam?
Why do you play these games? Answer this question.
It's not games because you make big claims.
Answer this question. Have you read?
I'm answering.
No, okay. I'm going to ask you 50 questions about history books, and then you're going to You know,
Anwarul Islam, page 28, the Prophet Muhammad SAW says in Urdu, and I quote, "Aur ye kehna ke baaz Musalman is ilham ke baad Isai ho gaye, isse bhi Isaiyon ki sadaqat par ek daleel samajhna sirf ek khabasat hai aur usse zyada nahi." Okay, then he continues, "Anadan aduwullah, oh unknowledgeable person who is a
enemy of Allah,
enemy of Allah." اگر اس عرصہ میں دو چار فاسق نام کے مسلمانوں میں سے جن کو ہم نے بدمعاش پا کر اپنی جماعت سے پہلے ہی خارج کر دیا تھا, these people were kicked out of the jamaat by the promised messiah,
please stop.
Okay, مردار دنیا کے لیے عیسائی ہو گئے, تو ہم they became Christians because of wanting the world, he says, and then تو ہم تجھے ثبوت دیتے ہیں کہ اس 15 مہینے میں صدہا عیسائی خالصتاً للہ ہی مسلمان ہوئے, that many Christians in these 15 months actually became Muslims. پھر آخری الزام اس ہندو زادہ کا یہ ہے کہ اگر مباحثہ کے بعد دو پادری سخت بیمار ہو گئے تو یہ بھی کچھ دلیل نہیں, کیونکہ تم بھی تو اکثر بیمار رہتے ہو. اس کا جواب یہ ہے کہ so this is about another allegation, but the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم himself, now let me complete, you spoke a very long time. He himself answers that these people were kicked out of the Prophet Muhammad SAW Islam himself from the community due to themselves being fasiq, right? And these people became Christians because of their love for dunya. Now the second point that you made,
No,
you made 3-4 points. Let me answer.
Brother, there was only one point.
You made Jandiala point. Let me address that point. One of the greatest, you know, treachery that you guys do and the biggest hypocrisy is when these Jandiala Muslims were going from corner to corner asking Muslims to come and represent them against Henry Martin Clark, and your ulama was saying to boycott this mubahasa. They said, and this is quotation from, and this is for Adnan to go back and see, from Henry Martin Clark in the Christian Missionary Society themselves. Okay, I'm also a student of history. And they said they could only find a champion in Mirza Ghulam Ahmad of Qadian. They couldn't find anyone from the entirety of India. Okay? And you're telling me sitting here, you're telling me the only person who debated them.
Hey, your 3 minutes are up now.
Okay?
Come on.
No, let me complete this. You're telling me
it's not going anywhere. Anyway.
Nay, wait. Guys.
Adnan, please. I have
relax, to relax. Relax. Let's not get
try to stick to 2 minutes each, because otherwise it just goes on and on.
Okay, so I think it will be good research for Brother Adnan, Mansoor, and all others who are listening to go and search what the Christian Missionary Society wrote about the promise. Let me complete. Please don't interrupt. About the promise Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, when he represented the Muslims, right? When he represented the Muslims, when every other of your scholars was sleeping, right? They were sleeping. They couldn't come forward.
Listen, you're still not answering the question. You're not answering the question.
Adnan, please.
Yar is not answering the question.
I'm going to rebuttal. Please let him finish.
Okay, I think it's done now. Go on, Imtiaz bhai.
Okay, brother.
Adnan, I want him to answer the question.
Okay. Yeah. Now, Brother Ahmed, first of all, mm-hmm. whatever you said, that will be responded in its due time. I have taken notes of all the points you mentioned, and I promise you, I will respond all of them. Answer me a direct question. Mirza Sahib said that some of the Sahaba, they became murtad or apostate because the first year of Hudaybiyah, the Umrah or the pilgrimage was not performed. Is this statement a statement of truth, or is it an allegation on the Sahaba? And I explained before, putting allegation on Sahaba according to the Hadith, okay? It is putting allegation on Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said that whoever give aza, pain to my Sahaba, he has given pain to me. And, okay, so understand this. So please give, you only have 30 seconds. I want a clear response. Mirza Sahib said, some Mukhlis Sahaba became apostate after Hudaybiyah. Do you agree or not? Please give me direct answer.
If we prove this from your own tafasir, would you become an Ahmadi?
Why don't you answer directly? Why you ask a question with a question?
If we prove this from your ahadith, you made a big claim, would you become an Ahmadi?
No, irrelevant. You need to answer the question rather than asking another question, Ahmed.
Okay, the point is that particular statement that you're mentioning, it's not in front of me. I haven't read it. I would have to go back read and come back to you.
That's
but,
fine, no problem.
But you
no
made
problem.
A point about Sahaba.
No, no, it's finished.
One
finished. No, wait, Ahmed, wait, Ahmed, wait.
Sahaba,
Ahmed, wait. No, no, no,
they,
no, no,
no, no, no, no,
no,
no. You make a point, let me
no,
answer.
Ahmed,
give
no,
me 30 seconds.
We will go point to point. We will go point to point.
Just
no, Ahmed,
point.
Please, Ahmed, no.
Ahmed,
no,
let
no,
Brother
no,
Muhammad
no, no,
Imtiaz
no, no,
speak.
I will, it's my turn. I will speak, okay, Ahmed? We have to go point to point,
okay? You gave me 30 seconds, though. You gave me 30 seconds.
No, not at all, not at all, okay? My first question, you said that you do not have the answer, okay? When you go home.
I didn't say that.
No, no, no. Okay, give the answer.
Okay, okay. I did not say I don't have the answer. So don't misquote me. That's not what
okay,
I said.
What
I said,
you said?
I
no,
said
I think,
haven't.
I think, Brother Imtiaz, your question was, have you read what Mirza Ghulam Ahmad said?
No, 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 no.
He said
no, no,
he didn't have the.
No, no,
he has not read it.
My question is.
Question.
My question. No, no, no. I don't want people to be confused. My question was, Mirza Sahib said that after the first year of journey for the pilgrimage towards Hudaybiyah, when the Umrah was not performed, some of the Sahaba became Murtad or apostate. Okay.
Okay. Okay. I've heard
if
it 10
you
times.
Agree with this, yes, say I agree. If you don't agree, say I don't agree. If
listen,
what,
listen.
I am no, listen, let me finish. Let me finish. Okay. I am not asking you that what are the Mufassirun have written. No, I'm asking you, Mirza Sahib said this. Do you agree or not?
Okay, now let me speak for 30 seconds
please.
And don't interrupt.
Please.
Please don't interrupt, okay?
Yes.
So, as I said, first, if you interrupt, people would see this. When Adnan came to our stream, even if it was forced, we did not agree. We did not interrupt. We let him speak. So have that patience, for God's sake. So the point I'm trying to make here is, that particular part that you're mentioning, I have not read. I'm going to go back and read and come back. But the point that you then went on about Sahaba, it's about radiyallahu anhum ruduan, as to show the people that we don't respect Sahaba, is absolutely incorrect. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is told in Kitab al-Tafsir that on the day of judgment, some of his companions will be taken to hell in Bukhari, Kitab al-Tafsir. He says, Usayhabi, Usayhabi, Ya Rasulullah, these are my companions. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is told, you do not know what these people did after you. And we have the Qatib Wahi Abdullah bin Sara, who also deserted Islam. So there were people who did desert Islam. That's the point that I'm trying to make here.
Okay,
and
now
so
wait,
what
then.
Did Rasulullah? No, I'm not finished. Please, have some relax. What did Rasulullah?
You said 30 seconds. You said 30 seconds.
You have a very bad management of time or understanding of time, isn't it, Ahmed?
I'm finishing.
No, okay, if you say 30 seconds, can you keep on taking?
No,
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam
said, point to point.
I'm saying a hadith of Rasulullah. Please listen, have respect for Rasulullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fa'akulu, I would say, as the righteous man said, كما قال العبد الصالح فكنت عليهم شهيدا ما دمت فيهم. Oh Allah, I was a guardian among these people as long as I was among them. فلما توفيتني كنت أنت الرقيب عليهم. Oh Allah, when you raised me up, oh Adnan, when you caused me to die. فلما توفيتني, oh Allah, when you caused me to die, كنت أنت الرقيب عليهم. You were a guardian over them. He uses this in Kitab al-Tafsir. It is a digression. I accept this. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam...
What has this got to do with this question? Nothing. Why do you do
the
this,
question?
Ahmed?
No, you said
respect. And then you are the one who is doing the disrespectful thing by waffling, by not answering the question. If you don't have an answer, like you said, look, I haven't
hadith
read it. You should have stopped there.
Hadith of Rasulullah is a waffle? Come on.
No, waffle meaning not related to the question.
Ahmed, how much time you want?
Rasulullah was told.
His time is up. We can
be here all day, you know.
His time
reciting
is up.
Okay, Ahmed, the time is up. Brother Muhammad
Imtiaz,
please go and respond.
Yeah, go on, Imtiaz.
Okay, now, Alhamdulillah, the two things have been established. Number one, who has read the books of Mirza Sahib, people can see now, Alhamdulillah. Second point is, Alhamdulillah, he admitted clearly, and I will have husnul zan, good assumption. As a Muslim, we always have good assumption. I would not try to say that maybe he's trying to hide. No, I will have good assumption. He said that I do not have the answer for this particular reference. Okay, now, Ahmed, please note down this point. Then in the next stream, when you come, the first point you need to address is this one. Mirza Sahib said that after the first year of journey towards Hudaybiyah, some of the Sahaba became Murtad. You have to tell us, when Mirza said this, was it a truthful statement or was it a lie? That point is finished. Now, because the topic is, wait Ahmed, the topic is, because you made a very big claim in the beginning, you said that you Ahmadis do not attack or maybe disrespect the Prophet. I am just portraying for the people. Ahmed, please be quiet. I'm just portraying for the people that that is not simply true. Okay. Now I'm going to give you the second example. First one is done. Now I'm giving you the second example. Okay. Now please.
Please, listen. You're being very kind to them, very compassionate. Not with these people. Not with these people. This missionary type. Okay.
Adnan, allow me to speak.
Just listen to me. You're letting him off the hook. Here you asked him a very clear question. Okay. You're letting him off the hook. You're moving on to something else without establishing
I am not.
Okay, wait. He needs to tell us where did the Prophet get this reference from? And where are the apostasies after Hudaybiyah? Look. Why is this important? Imtiaz bhai, why am I doing this? I'm doing this so people know Mirza was a liar. He was lying through his teeth. And if you move on, this point will be unestablished.
I am not moving on, please.
Okay, wait. He needs to show us where are those Sahaba who apostatized after Hudaybiyah. If that's not the case, if they did not apostatize after Hudaybiyah or during the time of Hudaybiyah, and if Ibn Kathir didn't say it, why was Mirza making this up? I need him to answer. Now, over to you. Now, you can take over. I want this answer from him.
Because look, Adnan bhai, we all have different personalities, different style of discussion, okay? My style is this, okay? He admitted that he does not know about this particular reference. No problem. We have noted it down. Adnan bhai, let me speak.
We will read it to him.
Allow me to finish, brother, please.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I have showed to the people my point. What I'm trying to show to the people is that this statement that Ahmadiyya Jamaat or Mirza Ghulam Ahmad did not attack the Prophet, that is not a truthful statement. I am showing examples on this subject. I gave one example of Hudaybiyah apostasy. Okay, now I'm gonna give him second example on the same topic, and I want people to take note. And please, I want people to listen very carefully. In Ruhani Khazain, volume number 15, page number 535. Okay.
Imtiaz bhai, one second. Is this going to support the same point that Mirza was insulting the prophets and the Sahaba?
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct. Wait there. Hold on there. Before we go to that, Imtiaz bhai, here Mirza is basically lying. He has already lied, and you're moving on from that. We will go to that point you're raising. I want Ahmad to tell us, did Mirza lie? And if he lied, why did he lie? And if he lied, he's a false prophet.
Yeah, because he doesn't know. So we will let him go. We'll let Ahmed go.
Can you read the reference? Okay, sorry, one second. I'm not going forward, guys. Guys, if you said if I'm the Amir of the stream, I'm not moving forward until this point is established. Imtiaz bhai, can you read the reference again? Should we let Ahmed go
so he can research it and come back?
Maybe show it on the screen
if you have it.
Wait, guys, can you let me handle this? Imtiaz bhai, can you read the reference again? Once again. Before we move on to the next point, which we will allow you to make. You are more than welcome to make that point. But before we go there, I need this one to be dealt with. Read the reference again, please.
Okay, I'm going to read the reference for the audience again. And I don't want to go into the context. The context very quickly is some people have from the Jamaat of Mirza.
You've explained it.
Allow, please. Some people from the Jamaat of Mirza Sahib have become apostate. Okay. And there's a great unrest in the Jamaat. In this context, Mirza Sahib is giving a reply to his people on the topic of apostasy. What he said? He said that Ibn Kathir mein likha hai ke kai sachche aadmi, kai sachche, not one, kai sachche aadmi murtad ho gaye. Okay, and he is saying this with regard to the first, and this is in the Maktubat-e-Ahmad, new edition, second volume, page 205. Okay, now what he said? He said that many people became apostate because of the first year journey towards Hudaybiyah when Umrah was not performed. He's drawing a parallel between this and when people from his Jamaat became apostate. What he's doing is, he is answering a direct question to his Jamaat. That, okay, if this is the case with me, if my people have become apostate, so was the case. Please, everybody pay attention. If my people have become apostate, so was the case with the Jamaat of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is how is doing the answer. So Ahmed has said, and I want to still respect his position. He said that he does not know how to answer this particular point, or he maybe
No. Wait. You don't do that for him. You don't do that
Let
for him.
Respond. Let me respond.
Okay. Well, you have read the quote. Thank you, Imtiaz bhai. Thank you very much. Allah bless you. You read the quote. The quote is there. Maktubad Ahmed, Volume 2. Okay, you have given the page number as well. Mirza said it that Sahaba apostatized at the time of Sulh Hudaybiyah. I want Ahmed to produce those references from the history of Islam. And if that's not the case, then Mirza is a liar.
Okay, can I respond?
Yes, directly. Okay, don't waffle.
No, listen, don't dictate, Adnan. Ask something.
Answer relax. The question. You I don't have an answer, say I don't have an answer.
Is that what we did to you?
No.
Is that how we treated
I wasn't waffling.
Is that how we treated you?
Go back to your stream.
Have some
go back
bro.
To your stream. You listen to it again. I wasn't waffling. I was giving direct answers.
You was waffling. You was a lot.
Okay, a lot. That's fine. Let people
You should have off. Called him out if he was waffling.
Yeah. No. Why were you being polite?
Okay.
He accepted it.
Enough of direct answer. We would like an answer, Ahmed, from you. Go on directly.
Waffling is not respecting. Is disrespecting the time of everyone.
No, I'm not disrespecting.
I don't have time to waste it.
Relax and listen.
Okay.
You think it's a huge point that you've made. Okay. First of all, as I mentioned, there is a fact that companions from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, some of them did desert. This is a
stop
fact.
This. I'm going to stop you now. Stop playing games. We're not answering that question. We know the history. I'm teaching Seerah. Brother. Don't waste my time. I'm asking the question. Did people, Mirza is talking about Hudaybiyah. Did Sahaba apostatize at the time of Hudaybiyah? If they did, what are their names? Okay, because he said multiple. He said many. Who are they? And if that's not the case, then what is Mirza?
Let me answer.
I hope hundreds of people watching this live right now.
I know. No, there could be thousands watching. No problem. Listen to the answer. Okay. And if you don't agree with it, you say you have an answer.
Either Mirza Saab is telling the truth. He got it from somewhere, which is fine. No problem. We would happy to be stand corrected. Okay. Yeah. If not, then Mirza Saab made it up. In which case, he's a liar. Which one is it?
No, I'm not going back your dictation here.
No, I'm not dictating.
You tell me to answer.
If you need help, go out of the stream. Speak to your scholars. Wait, Ahmed, go back. Go out of the stream. Speak to your murabbis, your scholars. How the hell do we deal with this one? And if you have answers, Wallahi, we'll let you in. We'll let you in again. We are still here. We're going to let someone else in. If you can't answer this question, I'm not going to move forward. Going forward. Okay. Wait. Imtiaz bhai, wait. I know what I'm doing. Wait. I have 15. Yeah, I have 15 to 20 years of debating experience. Trust me. Okay. So I'm asking you, Ahmed. Ahmed, yeah. Mirza said at Hudaybiyah, many companions apostatized.
Yeah,
and he attributed this information to Ibn Kathir. Where is it? And who are the companions?
Okay.
And if that's not the case, Mirza made it up. And in that case, Mirza is a liar. Which one is it?
Okay.
Simple.
Let me answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. If we show you from your Mufassirin that this exists, whether in Ibn Kathir or any other book, listen to
No. Mirza, look. Show me.
Listen to what I'm saying.
Show me Hudaybiyah. Read. Don't waste time then. Read.
Listen, open your mind and listen and try to understand what I'm saying. Okay. I am saying, and Brother Imtiaz, by Allah, I'm saying this. I'm not aware of that quote. We're going to go back and look into this deeply.
Okay.
But the point I'm trying to say is this. Let me complete the point. Relax. I am aware of a reference mentioned in Tabari, which I have read, okay, which mentions that Sahaba was put under a trial, a fitna, because of this. But I haven't read this particular reference. But the point is, we are having a stream on 16th, and we're going to answer this in detail. And we would want...
You can speak 1 second. Give me 1 minute. Yes.
Brother Mohd Imtiaz, could you please come onto that stream and our brother Adnan as well, so we can discuss that further.
You can come here. We don't have to go to your stream.
Okay. 1 second.
Brother Adnan, can I just make one observation very quickly?
You can, Mansoor Bhai. You can.
What I'm saying is, because Ahmed is unable to provide anything, so why don't we let Ahmed go? Because there are other Qadianis waiting. So Ahmed can go and search for that reference and come back, because that's how we're not letting him off the hook. He has to come back and only deal with the subject. If he's unable to do so, that's something different. Because he doesn't know, so let us give him the chance to go and search and ask his murabbis.
Mansoor Bhai, I want to just make final observation on this one.
Yes, please do. Please do. Very quickly. Go ahead, please.
Okay, I found a reference. 1 second.
Okay, you found the reference. Brilliant. Yeah. Go ahead. Read. We'll happily stand.
Give me a second. Opening it. 1 second, yeah? Mm-hmm. 1 second.
Bring it on. You're going to show us how many companions of apostatized.
Right. I'm just going to take a break. Mansoor, you want to take over, please?
Yeah, that's fine.
Hashim Bhai, Jazakallah Khair.
Yeah, I'll be back.
Jazakallah Khair.
Yeah, you know, if they misbehave, I will kick them out.
We'll see you soon. Come back. Don't disappear, please.
I'll be back.
Inshallah.
Okay, 1 second.
Okay, Ahmed.
1 second. I'm reading. I'm reading. 1 second.
Yeah. Ibn Kathir?
I'm looking at Ibn Kathir right now, and I'm seeing whether that is that exact reference or not.
Ahmed, let me help you on one thing. Yesterday, Alhamdulillah, we went through the entire tafsir Ibn Kathir on this surah. Okay, it is not there. It is not there. So,
okay,
but
for this particular reference, what you are asking for, we will answer this. But can we continue the discussion for which you have started?
I want to speak.
Mansoor, so, you're not very capable, so you should just stay silent. You think you're very capable, you're here to manage, so just relax. And
no, please, Ahmed, don't be rude.
Brother Ahmed.
Just 1 second. I don't want people to give me mannerisms on my stream. If you want to have a discussion, discuss properly. You were asked for a reference. If you don't know it, that's it. We will give you the time. Go ask your murabbis, your elders, your learned people, and come back. Rather than insulting us in how we perform our streams. If you know better, you do that in your stream. But here, we don't want... I'll give you both the chance to speak and see whether you want him back or not. Yeah. If you want to continue discussing, look at the comments and look at the people who are watching. They are fed up with your waffling, with your metaphorical interpretation, with your digressions and so on. I may not be as very humble and very passionate in terms of, in terms of how people deal with the people. I will kick people out from the stream if they misbehave. I told the very beginning, like when Hashim said, okay, he wants to break and he's handing over to me for moderation, I will show no mercy if you misbehave. It's not like, oh, it's your right. Yeah, you come here, you behave. If you don't behave, then you don't have the opportunity to speak here. You can go in your stream and you can waffle all you want. You can waffle 24/7. But the truth becomes clear because we are trying to establish truth here. We want to let people know whether Mirza Saab is a liar or not. Because if he is a prophet, his prophecies must come true, must be fulfilled. And our panelists, our esteemed panelists are demonstrating for the last few sessions in the streams, but it's not the case. He is indeed a liar. You are unable to defend your false prophet. So before, I want to ask Brother Adnan and Brother Mohd Imtiaz, do you want him back? Because only on this condition, he doesn't talk about how we conduct our stream. He doesn't talk about how he conducted in his stream. He answers directly. If he doesn't answer directly, I'm afraid he cannot have any opportunities here.
Mansoor Bhai, can I speak?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, Mansoor Bhai, here's my suggestion. It is fair to give him one last chance. Give him 1 minute. If he has an answer, he can answer. But if he does not answer in his 1 minute, that will be only fair, Ahmed bhai. You can go back, and when you come next week, we will begin from where we left off. This particular reference. That's my suggestion.
Yeah, and it always will going to be direct answers without any waffling. I don't tolerate any waffles here. If people don't know what waffling is, they can go to a dictionary and find out what waffling and blathering is about. Blather. What is blathering? What does it mean? Droning, blathering, waffling. You know,
yes.
This stream is to benefit and people in terms of how.
Yeah. Jazakallah khair. And before you let him in, I want the people to know why we're doing this. This is not just out of the blue. Brother Imtiaz pulled out this reference and we are holding on to it. This is not being petty. This is very important. This shows how much of a liar this man was. He was making up information on the spot and throwing it at people. For example, he claimed that there is a hadith from the Prophet where he said that there is a black-skinned prophet from India whose name was Kahin, also known as Kishan and Kanaiya. Krishan and Kanaiya, okay? There is no such hadith. We asked them this question. They cannot find it, and they're making it up. One of them actually, Razi, in one of the streams, he added the words, Qala Nabiyun. And when we grabbed him on that, he admitted that these words are not there in the text. And then he said, it is in Tariq Hamdan. It is not there. There is no such thing, right? So Mirza made this up. Then Mirza claimed that a prophet, the Masih, the Mahdi, will come in the 14th century, Hijri. Okay? And he attributed this information to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There is no such hadith. There's no mention of the 14th century in any of the hadiths of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then he claimed, Mirza, that there's a hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari having explained the virtues of Sahih al-Bukhari. The Ahmadi play these games. They say, oh, he forgot. Mirza forgot. Mirza made an error. Okay. This cannot be an ijtihadi error, or this cannot be an error of forgetfulness, because two things. Mirza is explaining what Bukhari is. He explains what Bukhari is, and then he attributes a hadith to Bukhari, that these words are there in Sahih al-Bukhari, and they're not in Sahih al-Bukhari. Okay. Those words are not there. Hada Khalifatullah al-Mahdi. He attributed this information to the Prophet through Bukhari. It's not there. So it's not just one example. We're not being petty. There are multiple examples of Mirza lying through his teeth, making information up on the spot, and his gullible crowd, they followed him. And now when we question all these things, these guys, they play games. Bring him back on and let him answer the question directly. How many of them apostatized at Hudaybiyah? And what are their names? And where did Mirza get this from? And does Ibn Kathir even mention it?
Okay, thank you for taking me back. So the point that I want to ask you is, you read the reference. Does it mention the word Sahaba there?
Imtiaz bhai, read it again, okay. Please.
Okay, I read you want me to read the text, Ahmed bhai?
Yes, yeah, you said please. Sahaba. You specifically used the word
Ahmed
Sahaba.
Wait. Do you want me to read the text and then you can respond, okay? Can I read?
Okay. Well, before you read, 1 second, Imtiaz bhai, before you read, this is how absurd some of these people are. I'm sorry. It says they apostatized from what? Islam, right? And they were with the Prophet. So if they were Muslims and from Islam they apostatized to Kufr, what were they, Sahaba or something else? Ahmed.
No. I know what you're saying, but I'm saying when you quote something, you have to
Ahmed, what kind of question is this, Ahmed? What kind of question is this?
No, because
the Sahaba, if they were Muslims, and they were at Hudaybiyah with the Prophet, what do you think they were?
Whenever
is there a third status?
Whenever we present a reference to you, you always want us to pull it up. You wanted Razi to explain it, all of it, right?
Okay. Imtiaz bhai, please read the reference.
That's the only reason why I asked you.
Imtiaz bhai, please read the reference again. Please.
Okay, Ahmed, brother Ahmed, is your defense is that people became murtad but they were not Sahaba? Please answer the question.
Sorry, say that again.
Brother Ahmed, is your defense is that those people
It's not my defense. I'm simply asking the question.
Brother Ahmed, no, please let me speak, brother. Let me speak, brother. Okay.
Yeah.
If you're gonna go to this nitty gritty, we can go as well. Okay, brother. Please allow me to speak. Answer my direct question. Those people who are mentioned in this quotation, are you trying to say they were not Sahaba? Yes or no?
Of course, they're Sahaba.
That's finished. Okay, we don't need that. Let's move on. Give the answer now.
Okay. No, what I'm saying is the thing that I've been looking and the thing that is in front of me, it says, وَتَقَدَّمَ أَنَّ النَّاسَ رَجَعُوا أَنْ دِينِهِمْ بَعْدَ مَا كَانُوا لِلْحَقِّ. This is the Arabic mentioned in Ibn Kathir. But there is a difference of opinion because some say it's with regards to Isra, and the other commentators or other Mufassirin have said it's with regards to about Sulh Hudaybiyah. But Sahaba, of course, died on Islam. That's the point. So that's what I'm saying. This requires further reading. You can't accuse someone of lying because that was in the topic of discussion that when I came on, that was in the top topic of discussion we were having. Therefore, I know, brother Muhammad Imtiaz, you were giving the respect and you're saying go back and we can have a discussion on it. This is why we're calling you for the stream on the 16th, and we can discuss particularly this topic in detail if you want. Please.
Okay, brother Ahmed. Because people have already listened what you have to say, what I have to say. Now matter has ended on this point that you need to do more research on this particular reference. When you come, Brother Ahmed, next time, we'll begin from here.
No, but why can't we discuss the points that you were making with regards to, you know, the truthfulness of a prophet and the signs of being a truthfulness prophet?
We'll go point to point.
Digression?
Nothing else to be discussed with you, Ahmed, only this point.
Sorry?
Yeah. Nothing else will be discussed with you, only this point. And this is your homework. When you come back again with a good answer, then you'll be in. We'll let you in and you can express yourself.
And before you go, Ahmed, I have some homework for you, a tip. Okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about these Sahaba who were with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who gave their pledge of allegiance to him. Under the tree, Allah said about them, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد رضي الله عن المؤمنين إذ يبايعونك تحت الشجر. Allah is pleased with the believers, okay, when they gave their pledge of allegiance under the tree. Okay, this was 1,400 companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, according to most reports. Okay, if they were apostasies, we would have known them, they would have been reported. There was no such thing. Mirza made it up on the spot because he was baffled or he was rattled by the fact that many of his followers are leaving him. So he just came up with this quick fix. And now this quick fix is going to be a lock in your neck on the Qadiani missionaries.
We'll let him go.
Himself has commented on this verse. So for you to say that this is your source of the only.
How does that help you? Absolutely. His commentary. How does it help?
Please, no more discussion.
Okay. Again, you make. We have to let you go, Ahmed. Next time, please. The first thing that you'll be discussing is this particular question that Brother Imtiaz asked you, and nothing else. So we expect from you a well-researched reading and study from you with your murabbis, with your own self introspection, and so on. On this very question. Okay. Thanks for coming to Dawah Wise. Thank you.